the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. 24 deck.
We're currently away in a manger. But we've come back to bring you joy.
My hotel was good, but it didn't have any beds. It just had cribs.
Mine had no vacancies.
I found my second husband. His name's Joseph.
We should explain why we're here. What are we doing?
Also, I heart donkeys.
It's Christmas
Eve,
guys.
We're doing it Christmas Eve. I said 24th December.
Very busy time of year. Everyone's running around getting your ham, getting your prawns.
Mm.
So we thought we'd entertain you with some of our best Christmas content.
I mean, we've dropped this on you, drop it like it's hot, which maybe you're doing with a ham right now.
You know what? People are in their cars driving to Westfield or still they're in the car park as they're
trying to find
a spare space or they've lost their car. Whatevs.
So we're going to try and entertain you for the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
We will be back at the end of the podcast.
Sure, we're going to sing at the end of the podcast too.
Let's come up with our favourite carol together.
Great, easy, I already know it.
People are probably turning off once they know that that's at the other end of it. See you on the flip side, like Jesus from the stone.
That's Easter.
That's Easter, you twit.
But still.
Relevant.
His
Why
life
are you still
starts
talking?
Tomorrow.
His life starts. Don't make fun of religion.
I respect.
Don't just end it.
We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got Holy Spirit. How about you?
Where's the car?
Again, that's Easter. Pretty sure.
Those two girls.
General discussion, because I am befuddled and bemused as to why so many parents decide to bring Elf on the Shelf into their homes at this time of year.
I mean,
now, if there are children in cars and you don't want to spoil the magic of Christmas.
No, they're not going to be in a car at 10 past 5.
Well, that's what I think. But Kate, Tim and Marty are doing replays over there. So hop on over if you don't want to listen to this stuff about Elf on the Shelf, because they're good.
Sarah, are you?
You can't.
Okay. So how do we navigate this Elf on the Shelf bizzo?
Okay.
Oh, a friend of mine has just posted on Facebook just now, Sarah. This is perfect timing. And her question on Facebook status is, does anyone know someone who I can outsource this Elf on the Shelf shit show to?
This is it, because once you bring it into her home, your home, you have to continue it, okay? I understand first year people are excited.
No.
A novelty. Second year, they've got to up the ante because that little elf needs new places to hide after he's apparently come back from Santa's house.
It's not only places to hide. He needs to be caught doing cool activities like emptying cereal or like swimming in the dog's
water bowl.
Or
sitting on the toilet.
Or hanging from the chandelier. Who has time for this?
And have you seen that little creep with his bug eyes just staring at you? He's like the bloody, he's like a really annoying version of the Mona Lisa where his eyes just follow you throughout the house. And he costs money
to feel like
buy.
He should be, if he was a human, he'd be on a watch list.
100%.
You know?
He'd have an ankle bracelet, okay?
Sure. I would, you know what? He'd never get a blue card.
And you know, I just think there's a generation of children who are growing up thinking that Elf on the Shelf rules the house at Christmas.
No.
And that's not right. Like, come into my home where if the kids start playing up, I just go Mum on the Shelf and do a bit of like, oi, Santa's watching you.
Sarah, again? Save your vocal cords and prevent those throat nodules. I've got one better.
What?
All your light bulbs and your fans in your home.
Okay.
They're actually cameras that go all the way back to the North Pole. Good luck to you. There is no hiding in the Carl Orr house. You do something wrong, you say something out of place, guess who's watching?
I mean, are you
the
even...
The light bulb, the fan.
You know who aren't doing Elf on the Shelf? The parents like us who get their phone and say, hello, yes, connect me to the North Pole, please, Santa's workshop. No, Mum! No, please! Please, Mum! Okay,
I mean,
the magic of Christmas.
Tis the season.
Not that bug-eyed little bastard
what
elf.
What a brat. Get back in that box and go back to Maya.
All right. It's a safe zone. Switch back over to us.
If you're still listening.
Here's the thing. There's an I in Christmas, and I want you to read between the lines there, Okay, some people are calling for Christmas time to be one of selfishness, in a sense, self-preservation. So you have to think, in the word Christmas, there is an I. You have to think of...
But you said read between the lines. So Aaron and I are perplexed. What lines are we reading? Isn't that when you give someone the finger and you hold three fingers up?
Read between these. Let me get through this break.
That doesn't make sense.
It's early in the morning. I'm just saying Christmas. People go, oh, Christmas. It's the season of giving. This particular woman is saying no, no more giving.
Is it you? Are you the particular woman?
Oh, Lise Carmel.
No, she's saying there is
a story in the third
you
person.
You have to start thinking of yourself at Christmas time, because what happens to a lot of people, a lot of yes people, is that they struggle to turn things down. They struggle to say, no, I can't do this for you. No, I can't buy a present for 73 people. No, I can't attend that get together with the neighbours I don't give two hoots about. So they just say yes, yes, yes at Christmas time, and then they get burnt out. This woman has produced a flow chart. A very simplistic yes-no flow chart that will help those chronic yes people to say no, or to at least work out what they want to say yes and no to. So let's start from the top. Let's pick an activity, a Christmas activity. Aaron, let's just say you get invited to your parents' best friend's Christmas get-together.
Sure.
Okay, so you've just moved out of home, but your parents are like, oh, Azzy, you know, the Smiths are having their annual thing. Do you want to come?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the first question in the flow chart. Is it directly for your personal benefit, yes or no?
No.
Okay, so then we move down to the second grid.
I could get free dinner, but sorry.
Okay, so you're balancing it out. This is good, but you go down. You've said no in your head. So then you go down to, is it for someone who would do the same for you if they could? So would the Smiths, see what I mean?
Come to my...
Well, potentially.
Well,
or do they... Just work with me here. So yes or no?
No.
So no, you would go, don't do it.
Okay.
Flow chart points in that direction.
Easy.
If, however, you said, you know what, the Smiths...
I feel like he came to that conclusion in the first instance.
If you say, you know what, the Smiths have been a big part of my life, and you go, maybe, yes, they would do that for me.
It's a bit of a redundant flow chart.
Shush! Next question is...
Like someone spent a lot of time on this flow chart unnecessarily.
Next question is, can you afford to do it? Okay, a lot of people put undue financial pressure on themselves at this time of year, Sarah. Can you afford to do it? Can you afford to go to the Smiths Christmas bash?
Yeah.
You can? Okay, then, is it for a person you... Is it for a reason you value more than your peace of mind?
I don't know what that means.
I don't really know what that means either.
How about...
I think they're
trying... Is there an overarching question?
There is an overarching question. Here it is.
Do you want to go?
Do you want to do it? Yes or no?
I mean, that should be at the bloody top. What a stupid flow chart. Did someone write this on a serviette? Please, what's your feeling on Christmas films?
I like Elf.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I saw one on the weekend.
Okay. What? Oh, which one? That new one that's out at the Flicks?
Yes, Last Christmas.
Was it okay? With Emily
Clarke, who was Daenerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones.
I don't know. Is it good as?
Yeah, I liked it. I went with my mum.
I don't know. Let's unpack that.
I love that you're 23 and you go and watch
Christmas films.
I hope
my boys do that with me.
Why is that sad?
It's not. It's amazing. Okay. I don't know about all these movies coming out that are doing the soundtracks of famous bands. I feel like it's a thing now.
Well, here's the thing. Here is the thing. A psychologist has revealed that watching Christmas films like Love Actually and Elf all year round can actually help people live longer and happier lives, because there's a good chance your festive film binges are doing wonders for your health, because they boost your feel-good hormones. And they've been proven to help people live longer lives.
God, people really clutch at straws,
don't they? It creates a neurological shift that produces happiness, as does Christmas decorating that gives you a little hit of dopamine and reduces levels of stress and anxiety.
What's your top
Watching Christmas movies with someone else can even strengthen your relationship, including anyone from a love interest to a family member. So, Azzy, that's where
Good
it comes in
you,
with you and
Az.
Your mum.
What other Christmas movies do you like? My two are Elf and Polar Express. We do that annually. Mm. Occasionally, we'll throw in Home Alone.
My big one was always the Santa Clauses.
And Die Hard.
What?
I don't think that's a Christmas movie.
It's 100% a Christmas movie. Die Hard.
I thought you were going to say, like, It's a Wonderful Life or something.
No, Die Hard.
That's not a Christmas movie.
Guys.
Please don't bring Jesus' issues into this, okay?
Right. I'm going to have to look into this.
Die Hard is 100% a Christmas. We're going to get so many bloody DMs on this at Lee's and Sarah.
What do you mean it's a Christmas?
Have you never heard that Die Hard is a Christmas movie? Okay.
No.
I have some research here.
Okay.
In 2010. What? Die Hard was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time by Empire.
Yes.
What?
Didn't you tune Losers enough?
I've never seen Die Hard.
I've never seen it either.
Guess
because
what?
It's
Christmas
not
is around.
A bloody Christmas,
Christmas
movie.
Is around the movie.
Unless
the corner,
Bruce Willis
so treat
is dressing
yourself.
Up as Santa in that movie, that ain't a Christmas film.
It is
film.
A Christmas film.
Where's the magic?
No, thank you. Give me Hugh Grant and Colin Firth in Love Actually any day of the week. What, Aaron?
Just so perfectly sums the two of you up.
Those two girls.
There's an article that's come out about the 10 questions you should ask your friends and relatives to figure out a good gift for them. Okay?
Is it what do you want? Is that it? Like, isn't that the ultimate question? Just tell me what you want rather than 10 cryptic clues that you have to piece together when everyone's so tie poor at this time of year.
Well, I just like, do you want a gift card? The problem is I can't quite open this article. The link isn't working, so I'm going to have to, hold on. Please hold.
Search for it on the Daily Mail. It didn't open for me either. You have to search
for the website.
Oh, my God,
what the hell? I've got it, guys. You know what? Because I screenshotted it, and that's what makes a professional radio person. Okay, questions to ensure we gift differently this Christmas. Question number one, and you two can play along, okay? Question number one. Imagine you have 24 hours to do anything you want. Sky's the limit. What would you do? Aaron?
I don't know.
Sarah?
This
is meant to help people figure out what they can give you.
Yes.
Okay, so go tell me what would
probably
you...
Probably a trip to somewhere I wouldn't normally go to, like I'd duck over to New Zealand.
Okay, so
see the snow, have dinner, and then fly back.
So right there I might get you a beautiful coffee table book about New Zealand.
Hate it.
Oh,
next
shut
question.
Up. Okay, now question number two. Finish this sentence.
Uh-oh.
I'm the world's unknown expert in... Azzy?
You're really putting me on the spot
here.
Well,
look, this is what the game is.
I didn't know you were going to ask me questions.
Oh, well, whatever. Are you in this show or not?
Collecting Wedgwood dinner sets at the age of 23.
I'm the world's unknown expert in. One of you answer.
Well, I can basically recite the whole Gone with the Wind movie.
Okay, so how about in my head if I were to ask you that if you were one of my loved ones... I might say a Gone with the Wind DVD.
Love it.
Okay, do you love that? What
yes,
about you?
Too.
Okay, Azzy, here's question three for you.
Wouldn't she already have the DVD if she was a big fan? Don't worry.
Yeah, don't deep dive.
Don't
just,
complicate
just
this.
Just help Lee's
This
sound
Christmas,
like
Aaron, you decide to donate everything you own except three items. What do you keep? This is going to give me an idea of what's important to you and what you treasure.
Okay. My TV.
Okay, so he likes TV.
Mm-hmm. My suitcase full of clothes. and my toy dog from my childhood.
Okay, I've got a good idea.
The toy dog?
Okay, I've got a good idea for Azzy's Christmas. A subscription to a new streaming service.
Which one? I already have all of them.
That has a lot of travel
no,
programs
but guys,
on it.
Just work with me here. My God. The two of you. This is like, so it's meant to be helpful, not like
this is
such
why most,
cynical
most grown-up people just say,
okay,
I'm not
on.
Getting you anything for Christmas. We're doing Kris Kringle, one present per person. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
What? When was the last time someone did something thoughtful for you and what was it? That's question eight.
Aaron ending this list of Christmas questions.
Okay, this is a good one.
No,
this is a good one.
Those
two
girls.
What are you looking forward to the most next year?
This ending.
Oh, hate you.
I'm so confused. Every time I walk into Woolies or Coles, there's a display of fruit mince pies that always looks stacked to the brim. Now, I don't know if nobody's buying the six packs of fruit mince pies, or if everybody is and they're being restacked each night, because I question who on earth are the weirdos who love fruit mince pies at Christmas? And I know they're out there.
Well, my
I've heard of people who buy them and freeze them to have during the year. But the very nature of it, think of it, fruit mince.
Yeah,
pies.
I know. Look, I'm not an aficionado, but my husband's already bought a 4-pack.
True.
So I actually took a bite.
Actually, my husband likes them too.
I took a bite of one. Look, it's just shortbread and dried fruit, isn't it? But there's lots of Christmassy foods
like
there. I'm picking up what you're putting down. It is an intense compote.
I mean, if you're not regular, get a fruit mince pie.
Who needs
prunes?
Because
that will sit like a rock in your colon and work everything out of it.
There is a collection of festive foods that I would like to rename Festy Foods.
Yes, I'm with you.
Fruit mince pies probably is in my top five.
Okay.
I can give you the one I hate the most.
What?
Red and green cocktail onions.
Oh, I mean, they're just decorative, aren't they? You're not meant to eat them.
Well, why the hell? Like, they're not good because I have eaten them.
I mean, I did...
No.
I thought they were literally just for decoration, a bit like glacé cherries.
Oh, they're heinous.
You know, have you ever... I mean, they only come out at Christmas time. They come in tins, which is a sure sign with with fruit. And they taste like liquid plastic. They really do.
How about... Okay, this is getting graphic now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Prepare yourselves because I'm already vomiting a little bit. Trifle?
I mean,
but
no,
not
don't
trifle.
You dare say anything about trifle.
No. The bottom layer of the trifle dish,
sure.
Which is just trifle slop.
Yeah.
And it looks like...
Yeah. I mean, if that bowl's
like
passed
bile.
Around the family table and you're left with the innards of the trifle, you know, it's just like those weird peach and pear
two fruits,
with a bit of sort of lackluster jelly and some custard and cream.
No, the jelly's liquefied. The jelly has liquefied and I can't handle it.
And it does look a little bit like vom, doesn't
it? Really does. It really does.
But gobble, gobble, get it into ya.
I don't think I've ever had trifle.
Don't.
No, the top layers are good. I think that's where you know you stand in the pecking order of a family. Like if you can scoop from the top of the trifle, you're a favourite. But if you're getting the bottoms, you're either, you know, a geriatric who no longer has use of their molars or...
If you can sip it through a straw, you're on your last legs in life.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one.
Sorry.
Word away.
Just one, just one, just one. Sorry, I spoke too soon there because I wanted to segue from the song saying, well, we'll be getting warmer because... The competition's heating up with the one
is it?
Song game.
There's still a 6-point gap.
Yeah, okay.
You know when you play Marco Polo and the voice is really faint in the distance? That's the equivalent. That's sort of where we're at in the pool. Okay, you're really far away
Marco!
And you're screaming, Marco! And I'm like,
Polo. You know what? No, you're the kid that opens their eyes under the water.
Heck yes.
You cheat.
How do we play the game, Sarah Wills?
Aaron, you play us one word from a popular song. Lees or I have to guess it by title and artist. We can steal the song from the other if one of us starts blabbing on the lyrics and the other one gets it.
Because sometimes we hum and sing along to help ourselves to the answer.
Mm.
It's a dangerous game.
Special edition today.
Oh. Mm.
It's December. We're doing Christmas songs.
Oh, well, I'm going to lose,
yay.
Aren't I?
Now, these are not Christmas carols. These are popular hit Christmas songs.
I'm not
hit
good
Christmas
at this.
Songs, okay.
Are you ready for song number one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Title and artist, as always. This is word number one.
Everywhere.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Sarah.
Thank you.
How is that her? I came in first.
Yeah, but I finished
it. You didn't finish
it.
First. You just kind of slurred some words.
Okay. Because you didn't know what the song was. You just knew it was Bublé.
Word.
Isn't every song bloody Christmas song Bublé?
Word number two. This is not Michael Bublé. Little hint.
George Michael last Christmas.
No, it's not. Under the mistletoe.
Bieber. Bieber under the mistletoe.
I'll take it. It's just mistletoe, but I'll take it.
Yes.
One all.
God, delayed reaction. All right.
Word number three. Going old school.
John Lennon, no. So This Is Christmas. Beatles, so no. This Is Christmas.
I need you to stop talking. It's that one about the world and the world hunger. Feed the world.
That's not a Christmas song. That was the...
It is a Christmas song.
It is Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
Another year older, and you want just begun.
That is John Lennon, isn't it?
It is John Lennon, you're right.
John Lennon. Merry Christmas. So this is Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So this is Christmas, John Lennon.
So this is Christmas, Sarah. This is Christmas. Is Christmas. Christmas. Miss.
So Happy Christmas by John Lennon.
Merry yay! Christmas.
Sarah has the win.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
18.
Now her
13.
Polo is getting closer, a bit louder.
Polo.
But then I've seen the wasp and I have to duck under again and hold my breath for another 2 minutes.
I'm
going to
throw a boogie board. It's going to hit you smack in the nose.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see,
pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Our finest gifts we bring,
pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
To lay before the king, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum.
Hold it,
so to honor him, pa rum pa pum pum.
Give me some words.
When we come.
Little baby, you know
it. I mean, the greatest lyrics of all time.
I am a poor boy too.
What is this?
I have no gift to bring.
What is that?
That's fit to give our king.
The greatest onomatopoeia of all time.
And then parents around Australia with their kids. Shall I play for you? Who gave you that gift?
We're drunk on eggnog.
Oh, God.
I've never had eggnog.
Actually,
oh, it's delicious. You can get Bundaberg rum-flavoured one.
That's what gave you your gastro, Sarah.
Well, no, I can't blame it on that.
No, but
I
can't. Left it. It's not it. That's a beautiful product, but you left it in your fridge too long.
I think I died. I think I did. Sorry.
Could have died.
I think I did. So what are your plans for Christmas Day tomorrow, Lise? Tell me. Talk the people through.
Well, you know, as French people, we celebrate tonight. Don't we?
Do you?
24th of December, Christmas Eve.
So what do you do on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, we're hosting this year. Actually, I'm hosting forever because, let's be honest, mum's passed the baton to me now, so I'm it. So we're having everyone over, doing a beautiful table and beautiful feast, pool party, whatever. And then tomorrow morning when we wake up, we'll open presents and then we'll go to Dane's mum's for brekkie. We always do a Christmas brekkie. And then we just lounge like lizards all day. We go back in the pool and then we eat leftovers for lunch. We don't do a Christmas lunch. You?
Mm-hmm. Spending the day with Will's family and then with my family on Boxing Day this year. So swims, beach.
So good.
Ham.
Well, I'm in Adelaide right now. So wow. I'm spending it with my family in Adelaide.
Radelaide?
Wow.
How are you enjoying
you had
it?
Family in Adelaide.
My brother and sister are both in Adelaide.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I've driven down with my parents.
The
quite
gang's
the road trip.
Back together.
The family's back together.
That does feel pretty special. You know, when it's Christmas with your own family.
Have you ever brought a girl home to Christmas? Imagine that day, Sarah.
I mean, wow.
She'll have to meet us first, of course. We're the gatekeepers.
First?
100%.
Well, yes. You know we have your best interests at heart.
You can't.
And you live away from your own mother now.
You can't meet them before my parents
Yes, we
do.
Can.
No.
That's the first step.
Yeah, it's friends first.
Friends first.
Are we your friends, Aaron? Make our Christmas dreams come true. Are we your friend?
All we
Not
want
Not just
for
your contractual
Christmas.
Obligations.
Is Aaron's future girlfriend to meet us first before his parents? Goodbye. Yes, Merry Christmas to our beautiful listeners.
We have Merry, Merry Christmas.
Going to be back in your podcast ears January 13.
God, that's so soon.
Bright and early, 6 a.m. It'll drop.
Okay, Kane. You're tired, obviously, when you're putting on those silly voices. Back to your family. What's Adelaide done to you, Aaron?
It's hot.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.